Jou openbaringstasie.
Isikhululo sakho esikutshilela ubungcwele.
King Fisher FM.
I have the wonderful Hein in studio with me. Welcome to King Fisher FM.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. So you are part, you've started 333 Adventures. Tell me about what is 333 Adventures?
Okay, can we start where we started from?
Absolutely.
Okay, right. So we are based in George, so that's where we live, and that's where we, how it started is where God spoke to us and said we got to do camps, and how did you grow up? How did you start to know about me? How did you learn? How did you see me? So my father did camps for 33 years.
Wow.
So I grew up under the stars and in the felt and eating weird things and building stuff.
Yeah.
So that was my encounter with him, and that's where it all started.
Fantastic. In the George area.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world. So how did you then take what all of the things that you were taught, and where did the 333 come from? Tell us about that.
Okay, so we love the Lord, so he's our foundation.
Yeah.
So 333 Adventures is all about that. So what we do on camps or day programs or whatever we do is we set a platform. That foundation is Christ. So each and every person that's in different programs, different stuff that we do, once they set their foot onto that program, they step into the foundation that's Christ. So they're going to see him face to face.
Come on. I love that. So you're in Port Elizabeth for June, July holidays. I think it's amazing. You're offering day programs for kids. Tell me about those.
Okay, so do I have to take you through the whole day program or just certain parts?
Well, I think, you know, for our listeners who are hearing about you for the first time in person, you know, what is it that you, so I've got an 11-year-old. So okay. I send my 11-year-old to you. What is he going to learn on a day?
Okay, so the first thing that we do, so I'm going to just tell that. So 333 yes. Adventures enjoys presenting outdoor educational programs.
Yes. Ne?
Where the focus is on learning new skills while exploring and making new friends in the process. So we take all those that's in that sentence and we put it on the day.
Okay.
So the program runs from 7:30 in the morning till 5.
Yeah.
So when children arrive there nice and early before the sunrise, we will make charcoal, for example. So we'll teach them how to make charcoal outdoors.
Yeah.
Then from there, we will teach them how to build shelters. They will build their own shelters. And then from there, we teach them how to navigate with the sun, to build their own compasses, and to make sure which one is working the best. We were going to eat some weird things, so we're going to take you out your comfort zone a bit.
A bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, and we're also going to build kitties, so slingshots.
Yeah.
So each and every child will take back home his or her own slingshot for the day. And then if they join the other program, they will then pack their own survival kit, and that they will also take home. In the afternoon sessions, we will then do bow and arrow shooting. We do axe throwing, knife throwing, slingshot shooting, all that kind of stuff in the afternoon.
That's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So you've shown me, you've brought me a book.
Yes.
I love this idea of a book. Is this something that every kid walks away with?
Okay, this specific book is when it comes to felt school. I think on the 20th we're going to talk about this. It's just our emblem and what we stand for and what we as a ministry impart into children.
Right. So I see one of the things that you've got here is where the name 333 came from. Tell me about that.
Okay, so 333 Adventures. So if we look at our emblem. Mm. So the first three is it stands for the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So that's who we are.
Yeah.
And that's what we carry, and that's what we're going to proclaim to the world.
Yes.
Okay. And then the 30 stands for Jesus was in his 30s when he started his ministry. So when
we
went down to George, it was the same. So it's not a business, it's a ministry. So 30 stands for the ministry part of that.
Okay.
And then the other three is how the world looks at the letter 3. So the world cries out for to be whole, or to what does a new life look like, or how does maturity look like. So that's what we then embrace and say, okay, so let's talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then let's give you the answers.
Wonderful.
To that. Yeah.
So So you are hosting a number of, well, it looks like every weekend you're hosting your adventure camp.
Yes.
How do people book? Where do they find you?
Okay, so they can go onto our website, and then from there they just scroll down, and it's going to say book now. So from there you just take the link, and it's going to take you to WhatsApp. You're going to connect with us. We will send you all the details regarding the camp, your indemnity forms, the pin location to the site, all that kind of information. We'll add you to the WhatsApp group. And you've got to make sure you send your child's name, surname, and ages for us and the specific date that you choose to join us for the day program.
Yes.
And yeah, that's about it.
Fantastic. And your website is?
333adventures.co.za.
And the three adventures.co.za.
That's right.
Fantastic. Yeah. You wanted to share a scripture.
Okay, so like I said previously, when it comes to a platform, so Paul went out and Paul sowed. So he sowed the word into each and every person's life that he came in that he connected with. Okay, so we work on the same principle where we say, okay, but we sow. So we sow scripture and testimonies and whatever is on our hearts that the Lord lays on our hearts, we sow into children.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's got to be Apollos, it's got to be somewhere. So, so that's where the parents come in, or your pastor, or your cell group leader, and they, your teacher. They're going to then water.
That's it.
But we got to trust God to bring the increase
in
each and every person's life.
Beautiful.
So if we go to the scripture, it says, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6 to 8 says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. That's each and every child that come on a camp. You are God's building. So it's building into people's lives, children's lives. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another one builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. So we've got a responsibility when it comes to building into children's lives.
So, Han, maybe what you can do is just think of one or two children who've come, or I'd love to hear a testimony or two from kids that have really been impacted by your ministry.
Okay, so the first thing is where, I've got to get the English word now.
Semon Afrikaans.
Autistis.
Yes.
Okay. So,
autistic.
I'm thinking about this doctor that came, and no specialist, and his child was diagnosed with that. So he struggled to be part of the group, and because of the noises and all that kind of stuff. So then the father asked me, can he join for the day? And we said, no problem. So here by 12 o'clock, the child started to be part of the program. Okay. Now after lunch, we had this nice meal after lunch where we eat all different weird things, take you out of your comfort zone. But by that stage, that child came to the point where that child from nowhere started just eating every single worm or whatever we gave him. Okay. And then the dad called me one side and said, do you understand what just happened?
Yeah.
He said, no pastoral psychologist, no hospital, no church, no pastor, no one could ever done what happened here because my child, this is a miracle that happened. That child had so much confidence afterwards where he took the bow and arrow and he shot the target three times.
Crazy.
And then I said, okay, but let no one ever tell you, you cannot achieve stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't Christ giving you the strength to do everything?
Come on.
And that's one story. And the sowing part where we got to keep on sowing. So where children come and we've been here for what, 3 years? That's our third year that we've been here, or fourth year. So for 2 or 3 years, we keep on sowing in children's lives. And then by the second year, they come to the camp and then all of a sudden they decide, oh, listen, I've got to give my heart to Christ.
Yeah.
But it's 2 years of building, 2 years of sowing. 2 years of trusting the Lord to bring the increase.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, step up and step out. 333 Adventures. Come on now. If you're looking for something for your kids to do, but, it's also about becoming, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about stepping into the fullness of who God made you to be. So if you're looking for something for your kids to do that is going to really make a difference in their lives, go and check out 333 Adventures online. They're on social media as well. And, yeah, get in touch. WhatsApp numbers are available and make sure that you, yeah, make a plan to get your kids to 333 Adventures. Thank you for joining me in studio.
Thank you.
Die klankbaan van jou lewensreis.
Isandi sobomi bakho.
Kingfisher FM.